handful of those wonderful people, including Brandi Carlile. The story, title track off her incredible sophomore album released in 2007. She made her debut at the festival in 2008. She has 4 official sets total and countless appearances. And she's going to be with the High Women supergroup that is playing this Newport Folk Festival, which is next week. It is always amazing to see Brandi Carlile on stage. She's a true staple. Dear Tick, speaking of staples, I'm just going to stop saying that because you know that this is what this set is all about. Straight Into a Storm, and that's off their second album, Born on Flag Day, released in June 2009, 2 months before their debut on Sunday, August 2nd of 2009. The Tick have played 3 official sets, and John and the boys have many, many party after-party shows, and they are just part of the festival, whether they're showing up in other bands or their official bands, and they are just incredible, and I can't imagine the festival without them. Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles, great one from his second studio album, Running Down the Road, released in 1969. He debuted at the Fort in 67 and one of the only musicians to have played once in every decade of the festival's existence, last time being in 2012. John Prine doing Angel from Montgomery, beautiful single off his self-titled 1971 debut. Prine first played the Newport stage in 1989 and has played 6 more times, and as well as being a special guest and just being a part of that community as well. He has been a regular presence for the past few festivals. And also, this was a twofer because also this song, Angel from Montgomery, is such an important part of the festival as well, because everyone covers it. It's a beautiful song, and I've heard it many times from many different musicians. So that was a staple too for John Prine and his amazing song, Angel from Montgomery. And kicking off that set with the Staple Singers, This Little Light, title track from the 1966 release. They debuted at Newport in 1964 and played again in 67, 91, and 98. And 98 was the traveling festival. And of course, Mavis Staples has been a part of this festival, well, for 55 years. She's just a presence. And I can't imagine Newport without her. I hope you enjoyed that set. I certainly did. Let's get back into it. It is the top of the hour, which means it is time for the WMFO Music Savvy Show Song of the Week. And amazingly, I get to tie in this special show to the Song of the Week because I have for you a brand new single celebrating the moon landing from Houston, Texas musician Robert Ellis. This is a great one. I think you're going to love it. Song of the Week, Music Savvy Show from Robert Ellis.
Buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. Base 5 clear.
Roger.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. I everyone went to the sun. Parks full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everybody's gone. Gone to the moon. Thank you. echo from the other side. When nothing I can say will steal you, a hand to hold, there is love all around you.
Celebrating Newport Folk Festival with a set of Song of the Week musicians who have all performed at Newport, including that wonderful band right there, the Lone Bellow, live version recorded at the Fort of There Is Love All Around You, a beautiful tribute song written with the National for Scott Hutchison, who had passed away a few months earlier in 2018. Of course, a lead singer of Frightened Rabbit. And earlier this week, I had put out a post to my Newport family online asking them for some of their favorite memories and songs and things that they'll always remember. And that was one of the many comments and memories that had been added to that request. It was a beautiful, beautiful tribute. People, it was tears and just, it was wonderful. And I had to choose that. And I was hoping to find a very nice live version so I can actually play that for all of you. And that was for Emma and Tim, who had requested that or had said that was one of their most beautiful moments. And I agree. Aaron Ray up ahead of that. Oh, and Lone Bellow were Song of the Week. Of course, just letting you know, these are all people that I have made Song of the Week because they're all brilliant. Aaron Ray up ahead of that. Can't Cut Loose. It's a favorite of mine from her outstanding 2018 album, Putting on Airs. She's participating this year in a set called Future is Female in the Museum, and it's hosted by Rita Houston, and that's going to be Friday, July 20th in the Museum stage. That is going to be stellar. If you've not seen Aaron Ray live, my goodness. Lucius up out of that. Turn It Around from the 2013 album Wild Women. Let's see, 2014 was their first Newport, and that set was stunning. I mean, that was my first festival. Was 2014, and seeing Lucius there was mind-boggling. They played Turn Around, and then they went right into Dance With Somebody from Whitney Houston without missing a beat, and I'll always remember it, and I just loved it. And during that set, also Mavis joined in on their track Go Home. Beautiful. Serotones up out of that. Chandelier off the Shreveport, Louisiana band's excellent 2016 debut, Get Gone. And that is, let's see, they made their debut in 2016 on the Quad Stage. 12:30, it was one of the earlier sets on opening day, Friday, July 27th. But they set the bar very high that weekend. They were incredible. And kicking off the set with the brand new WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week with Robert Ellis, Everyone's Gone to the Moon. Wonderful rendition of the iconic 1965 Jonathan King song, made famous by Nina Simone. And Nina Simone version is what Robert Ellis credited as the version that inspired him. It was released on July 16th this week on the 50th anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11. The Texas Piano Man has been an integral part of the festival for years, and we'll be playing an official after party set at Parlor Bar and Kitchen next Saturday, July 27th. Love me some Robert Ellis. All right, let's get back into the set with the set for everyone, the questions that I asked on our Facebook Newport page of your favorite memories. And I got a lot of responses, and I want to just pick a few, but thank you so much to everyone for participating. It was really, really great to read through all of your memories. I just went back in time reading all of them, and I remembered everything. And it was great that we were all able to share these moments together. Whether or not we were together or we know each other, we were all sharing these same moments at this festival. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So let's get into First Aid Kit, which was a set requested by, let's see, I believe this was, yeah, Mary. She said that in 2012, First Aid Kit, they played Emmylou, and they were there with their three kids, actually their kids, who were 3 and 5 at the time, and that was their favorite song. And when they started to play, the boys squealed and begged to put us up on their shoulders to see, which they did. And the memory of swaying and singing to that song with a three-year-old on my shoulders is a memory that still makes me smile, as well it should. It's a beautiful memory. Thank you so much, Mary. And this one's for you. Here's First Aid Kit.
This kind of weather. When it's just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We haven't actually played this as a trio more than once or twice, so I can't make you any promises. If this was going out on the broadcast, maybe you guys might want to cut to, you're listening to NPR. Major funding for NPR is provided by... I wrote this song in 1995. The Cubs hadn't won a series then, and they still haven't done it. Stay there for 27 weeks. And the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league. And the Tampa Bay Bucks will take it all the way through January. And I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. To tomorrow's crossword, and the Phillips Corporation will admit that they made an awful mistake, and Bill Gates will single-handedly spearhead the Heaven 17 revival. And the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league, and the Tampa Bay Bucks will take it all the way to the top. Yeah, and I will love you again. I will love you like I used to.
Oh, I said.
come the harness of our gold. Here come the tears. Will that go away? I let them go. Oh, oh, oh. Just let them go. Oh, oh. It's easier than land. Evil's in my pocket, and your strength is in my hand. Strength is in my hand. And I've thrown you in the current that I stand up on so still. Love is old from what I've heard, but my heart's learned to kill. Oh, mine has learned to kill. Oh, I said I could rise from the harness of our gold. Here come the tears.
Your friends, you believed it, which took bravery from both sides. In the land of queens and kings, I met who pulls the strings down to earth like the sunset, which we watch best on the sea.
And that was going out to Rebecca. She had she wrote that listening to the tallest man on earth play with the whole audience in absolute silence in the rain, that set made me cry, specifically when he played Love Is All. And I'm sure I'm not alone. I don't think I've ever felt so connected to strangers. That's one of the most beautiful things about the festival, is being there, even if it's raining, if there's a song on and everyone is just paying attention and swaying and singing along and crying. There's that connection to everybody. And that's a beautiful moment. I thank you for sharing that. Mountain Goats up into that. Cubs in Five off of their 1995 EP, Nine Black Poppies. They played 2013. That was going out to Ryan Costello. He had said, a young kid in the crowd yelled out for them to play it, and they hesitated at first because the band really hadn't played it together. They ended up crushing it. It was a nice moment, breaking the barrier between the stage and the audience. And I couldn't agree more, and I found a really great recording of that particular moment, and I played it for you. So thank you for your suggestion. First, middle brother up out of that, Blue Eyes from 2011's self-titled album, released March 1st, 2011, and they debuted at the festival that year. Of course, that's John McCauley, Taylor Goldsmith, and Matt Vasquez. And that was going out to Justin. He had said... he was hanging on for what felt like forever to see that band assemble and play live. And when they hit that song during the set, my soul left my body. I completely understand that. And First Aid Kit kicking off the set, Emmylou, beautiful song from the Swedish sister duo's sophomore album, The Lions Roar, released in 2012. What I played for you was recorded live in 2012, deep in the heart of the fort, where the acoustics are incredible. And that was for Mary. And she had said, 2012, First Aid Kit, Emmylou. I already said this, but it bears repeating. They were there with their kids, 3 and 5 at the time, and when they started to play, they wanted to be up on their parents' shoulders, and the memory of them swaying and singing brings her a smile to this day, and probably forever. Thank you so much for everybody for sharing your memories. I can't wait to make more with all of you next week. I can't believe it's next week. But that was really wonderful, and I thank you all for participating. And then, even if I couldn't get to everyone, which I couldn't because there was lots of them, you guys are all amazing. Let's get into a hot take set featuring Newport artists, because that's how I roll. His Golden Messenger right now from his new album, September 20th, 2019, is when it is released. It's called Terms of Surrender. Hot Takes, Music Savage Show.
This wicked world, too bad to be spoken. You let the heart attack in, one taste and it's broken. Then the little birds sing, but the world couldn't bear it. And the song made me so aware. We lost something big. It's only come if you want. Make me work for it, baby. Not getting any younger. And a little bit. And the world couldn't keep it. And the song that it sang made me so aware. Let go, let the light of the world.
tomorrow. Same day, dark, it's below. Let the light of the moon open your eyes. Chitter chatter in the morning, static in the afternoon. The radio is on and home, and the apocalyptic tune. I can see the fires burning over off the western slope. At least somebody's out. Thank you.
sound of Daft Punk. Means I've taken you around the world, Newport style, and back again. That was the Hot Take set, or Hot Takes post. We'll be up at MusicSavage.com, 4 p.m. Those three songs were all fine musicians that have played the festival and will be playing. Whitney, great new stuff. It's called Valley's My Love, second single from the Chicago duo's sophomore album, Forever Turned Around, out August 30th via Secretly Canadian. They debuted at the festival on Sunday, July 30th, 2017. They're touring July through December, and they're going to be here in Boston Wednesday, October 2nd at the Royale. Andrew Combs doing Save Somebody Else. Wonderful new track from his upcoming album, Ideal Man, out September 20th on New West. He appeared at the festival in 2013, steadily appearing over the next few years. Tour for the new album starts October 9th in Dallas, and he's going to be here in our area at the Sinclair November 6th. Kicking off the Hot Take set with Hiss Golden Messenger, Cat's Eye Blue, great new one from the highly anticipated new album Terms of Surrender, out September 20th. Merge Records, MC Taylor and Phil Cook, Newport Legends. Hiss Golden Messenger played in 2018 at the Quad on Saturday, July 28th. Just left many jaws dropped on the floor. Tour kicks off July 24th for the new album. It's going to be here in our area Friday, November 15th at the Sinclair. But if you're going to Newport, he's got an official after party. Let Us Go Into the House, Saturday, July 27th. I hope you enjoyed this show, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing and how it tied into Newport Folk Festival. Thank you so much to the community for all of your memories. I can't wait to make more next week when it begins again, July 26th to the 28th, Fort Adams. Until then, go out and see live music, support local arts, support local musicians. Buy new music. It's New Music Friday. And most of all, be kind to each other. The world needs more of that, and it's up to all of us, every single one of us, to be kind and be good. I say it every week, and I mean it every week. I won't be here next Friday because of Newport, but someone will be here. And if not, I'll see you the week after. Come back to me then. This is Ryan D signing off. Stay tuned for the Sugar Shacks coming up. WMFO 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio serving the Boston area and the whole wide world. WMFO.org. Bye, kids.